From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Last week, the Austin-based group Environment Texas identified five rivers in the state that it feels are at risk. One of them is in Northeast Texas, the Sulphur River. The reason why the Sulphur River was included in this list? It's because of the proposed Lake Marvin Nichols project. Environment Texas feels that the project would not only damage the river itself, but would also result in the loss of critical habitat as well as increasingly rare hardwood forests. With more, here's Environment Texas Director Luke Metzger.
The Sulphur River and the forests around it have been identified by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service as unique habitats and considered priority one for preservation. Already in Texas, about 75% of all the bottomland hardwood forest has been destroyed through conversions, pine plantations or for logging or inundation from reservoirs. And this area around the Sulphur River, has some of those last remaining pristine bottomland forests that are home to wildlife and play a really important role for the region. And so the proposed reservoir would dam that river, both flooding about 70,000 acres of both this forest land as well as farmland, and causing harm both downstream as well. And so this is one of the projects that really, of the hundreds identified in the state water plan, this really sticks out as a bad idea.
Metzger says the hardwood trees along the Sulphur River depend on seasonal flooding and don't do as well outside of their natural environment. River shorelines are also typically areas of biodiversity, home to migratory species as well as local fauna.
One thing about the Sulphur River is that the seasonal flooding from the river is really critical for maintaining the habitats. And the flooding really helps the hardwood forests outcompete other trees that can't withstand prolonged periods in saturated soil. And so in conjunction with the wetlands and the sloughs along the river, the forest really plays an important role in that ecosystem. So we're talking about elm, hackberry, sweet gum, water hickory, ash, water oak, willow oak that support wildlife, including river otters, beavers, and waterfowl. The Fish and Wildlife Service especially has identified this area as especially important for waterfowl.
The purpose of Lake Marvin Nichols would be mainly to supply water to the Dallas area. Metzger says that Dallas could work on its conservation practices and make better use of existing resources before developing new ones.
Dallas especially has a pretty bad record in terms of the per capita water use per person, exceeding other cities like Austin, San Antonio, and Houston. So we think that this reservoir is not needed, that we can do far more in Dallas and throughout the state to cut this water waste. And we should really exhaust those better alternatives, which are not just better for the environment, but also way cheaper. The Marvin Nichols reservoirs would cost $3.4 billion.
We'll hear from a variety of voices on the topic of Lake Marvin Nichols, including those who support the project, here on Tomorrow's Water Today. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.